And you want, you to keep the cake from sticking to the pan, I'm not very coherent this late in the afternoon, you have to do something to the pan. You
grease it.
Okay, and if you did that yesterday, you would say I
greased it.
Mm-hmm. And if the grease got over your all over your hands, you'd say they're all
greasy.
Mm-hmm. And if you had a door hinge that was squeaking, then what would you say you ought to do to it?
Oil it.
Mm-hmm. Every time, I think of that item every time anybody opens that door because it squeaks. Let's see, what might you burn in lamps?
Oil.
Any kind of special kind of oil?
Kerosene.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever see a lamp made out of a rag and a bottle and kerosene?
A lamp and a bottle? No, I've never seen.
Did you ever hear of a flambeau?
No.
Okay. Inside the tire of a car, at least they used to have an inner... Well, toothpaste comes in.
Tube.
Mm-hmm. And if you've just built a boat and you're putting it into the water for the first time, you'd say you're going to do what?
Oh, gosh. I don't know what you call it. What's this again?
You're going to put the boat into the water for the first time, or sometimes people use it for just any time you put the boat into the water.
I can't think of the word.
Starts with an L.
Launch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then what kind of boat, not a motorboat, would you use to go fishing on a small lake?
A canoe.
All right. Does that have pointed or flat ends?
Pointed.
How about the bottom? Is it pointed or flat?
Flat.
Okay. Any other names of small boats?
Gosh, I can't ever mind all of a sudden go blank.
Did you ever hear of a pirogue or a bateau or a john boat?
John boat.
What does that look like?
It's flat. It's like a rowboat, but it's got a motor on the back.
Oh, it does, uh-huh. Well, what is a rowboat?
Rowboat. It's just flat on the bottom and square at one end, and they just have two oars.
Mm-hmm. But no motor.
But no motor.
Because you wouldn't call it a rowboat if
right.
You didn't have to row it. Okay, that makes sense. Let's see. If you were planning to make a trip to Decatur and somebody said, will you be home today? You might say, no,
I'll be out.
Because
I won't be home.
Well, tell them why, the reason.
Because I'll be going to Decatur.
Oh, all right. Uh-huh. And if you and another person planned this trip, you would say,
we are planning.
Okay. And suppose it were a bunch of other people who planned to go to Decatur, you would say they.
They are planning.
Mm-hmm. All right. Uh-huh. And if everybody else in the room had gotten a piece of cake and they seemed to have skipped you, you might say, well, am I
going to get a piece of cake?
Good. If a child is just learning to dress himself, the mother might bring in his clothes and say, here
are your clothes.
Mm-hmm. And if I ask you if you thought a particular candidate was going to be reelected, you might say, I don't think so, but there
might be others who think so.
That's the idea, but it's not exactly the verb. I think we'll not worry about that particular item. If you saw a little boy with a dog and he was afraid that you were going to injure the dog, you might say to him, send your dog over here. I
won't hurt it.
Or I'm... Instead of saying I won't, I...
Will hurt it?
No, I blank going to hurt him.
I won't harm it.
Get going in there somewhere. I blank going to hurt him.
I'm not going to hurt him.
That's it, okay. If you were having an argument with somebody and you wanted to affirm that you were right, you'd say, I'm right, blank eye.
I'm right, aren't I?
Mm-hmm. And if somebody...